Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Vince Lombardi said, "If you don't finish first, it doesn't matter where you finish." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who finishes first. Today's playmaker began his sales career in 1982. With us today is a company president who purchased a company in 1997 with 10 people and has grown to 100 in 16 offices. His great playmaker is Ray Strait. Ray is co-founder and president of Southwest Solutions Group. Ray began his sales career in 1982 after he graduated from the University of Evansville in Indiana. In 1989, after 7 years of sales experience with Central Business Group, he had the opportunity to become the sales manager and vice president of Hoosier Filing and Storage Systems and assisted with its growth from a three-person distribution company into a $3.1 million business. In 1997, Ray and two partners bought the 28-year-old Southwest Space Saver and became the co-founder and president of the then 10-person company. Now Southwest Solutions Group is a global leader in designing, installing, and servicing space-saving storage and filing solutions for businesses to optimize a building's floor and vertical space. Southwest Solutions Group now operates out of 16 offices nationwide. Ray, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you.
You were in Indiana. You weren't a Hoosier. You're actually a Buckeye. You started in Cincinnati. So how did a Buckeye get to DFW in 1997?
Wow, great question. All of my heritage goes back to my uncle, who I started with at Central Business Group. And so being part of that network of business folks called the Space Saver Group, you were aware of different opportunities around the country where people were retiring or opportunities of expansion. And so in 1997, exploring different opportunities, Dallas became available, became ever-present to us that that's the place we needed to go, and we explored it. And here I am 19 years later, getting ready to celebrate our 20th company anniversary in June.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your two partners came with you from Indiana.
Correct.
And you started the business together.
My two nephews, actually, my nephew-in-law, Craig Kroc, and my nephew, Troy Menchofer.
Now, how did you find Space Saver? Did you know about them and knew that they were attempting to sell their business?
Well, the Southwest Space Saver Group here, kind of like a local franchise to some degree. They were retiring. The original owner had passed away. The wife and the president at that time were trying to actively sell and promote the sale of their business. So we became aware of that and had the opportunity to approach them and work out a deal to bring our families and our lives to Texas.
And here you are. We're going to talk more about what you do in a moment, but let's go back to University of Evansville. You played football. What happened to your football career?
Well, the football career ended just because I was too short, too slow, and really had other aspirations for my life past college.
But it sounds like you had a good time playing football.
Definitely. Good time in Ohio, growing up in Ohio first, you know, where football's king. Going to an Indiana school where football's not king maybe wasn't quite as fun, but it was still fun.
Well, let's talk about what you do as Southwest Solutions Group. You've been in the business for basically 35 years now, starting in 1982 to 2017. Let's talk about the evolution of storage solutions. What has changed a lot over those 35 years?
Yeah, I think the biggest change in our industry going back to 1982, you know, to today is the evolution and ultimate digitization of anything that was paper or film-based, where a lot of our solutions were geared towards saving space for filing or record systems like in hospitals, medical records or x-rays or other kinds of heavy record areas like banks or law firms.
Lots of paper.
Lots of paper. And so digitally now, paper's gone. And so over the last 10 years, we've had to reinvent ourselves and really diversify our solutions, which were still relevant because people still want to save space. They still want to organize the inventory and items they keep and materials that drive their business or what they do and what they store. And what are those things that can't be miniaturized? And so identifying those has led us to diversified suppliers, diversified opportunities and products, and solutions that we're able to bring to the marketplace to stay commercially relevant today.
Well, apparently you've been doing a relatively good job because you've expanded your business across Texas and I can't count the states right now, but a number of states. How did that come into being as far as your expansion?
Well, major suppliers wanting to have the best representation in markets that they deem as, you know, growth markets led us to those opportunities. Being here initially in Dallas, it first led to us expanding into Austin and San Antonio. And so through one of my partners, Troy, was willing to go south and set up and start with Austin. Then a gentleman we have known for our entire life just about came from the East Coast to do San Antonio for us. Then we had a chance to expand into Houston in 2000, and gentleman Randy Brandt joined our company with his companies that his parents started called NB Business. Then throughout our history, we were able to expand into Oklahoma, into Little Rock after that, into the Kansas area, and here in the past couple years, as our suppliers have wanted other areas that weren't performing to be represented. We had a chance to compete with submitting a business plan for Seattle and for Denver in the last few years. And fortunately, been blessed to now be awarded those areas to serve what we do, like we've been doing here in the Southwest now, in more of the Rocky Mountain region and the Northwest.
Does that expand your travel?
A little bit, but it's okay. You know, we're excited to be part of those areas and have the great people that we do that have joined our organization to help it continue to grow.
Now, that was my guess as you were talking about the expansion and being offered this by some of the suppliers you deal with. You apparently proved yourself by doing a very good job. My guess is, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, that potential additional expansion could be in the horizon also.
We're always looking for opportunity. And how can we continue to move our company forward? That oftentimes can be just organic in areas that we already have invested heavily in. But it's also can be additional geography. And we're never going to, turn down the opportunity to look at strategic growth markets in the nation, like the last two, Seattle and Denver, kind of hard to not always have them in a top 10 kind of list that you see in the nation of places, you want to have a business. So,
well, let's talk about what you do, because as we met and we talked before the show started, I guess that what your reps do is they don't really sell stuff. They sell solutions. So talk about what you really do here and why you became successful with the way you're doing it.
We're usually called in when people are having some kind of space issue, organization issue with materials, with athletic equipment, with evidence, with museum artifacts. Our solutions can range kind of from A to Z, from artifacts to zoological specimens. And so being called in to assist in those kinds of needs requires access to various suppliers and knowing how to mold and kind of melt those together, bring them together to come up with what they really need to store their A to Z. And in doing so, it really is a consultative get on their side of the table opportunity for us. And I think most of our clients today, of which You go to our website and you get to see the reference list. It reads the who's who of business and museums and universities and professional sports. So we feel very blessed to have many companies that have believed in the solutions that we have brought to the table to help them improve their business.
That says a lot about what you're doing. We are speaking with Ray Strait. Ray is co-founder and president of Southwest Solutions Group. The website is southwestsolutions.com. The additional one which we're going to talk about is storemorestore.com. But let's go back to talking more about what you're doing. You are not the only player in the market. You have competition. So what sets Southwest Solutions Group apart?
The things that today are really setting us apart are our continual drive to incorporate innovation of some kind, either innovation through automation and inventory ideas and applications that drive our solutions that are automated today. That's really a big area for us. Another area where we've seen many of our projects, because of all the new construction in the areas we are, is driven through the architectural and design community.
So you're starting many times with companies before the building or office is built then?
Years ahead of time.
So it's incorporated into their building?
Incorporated right into their plan, and it's a desire of the company. They're aware of a lot of these commercially available ideas. They just don't know maybe how to apply them to their particular needs. So we'll be called in by an architect and design community. Well, that community today really wants to deal with companies that are utilizing the best technology in architectural planning software, and that is AutoCAD's Revit solutions. So with Revit, which is building information models, BIM models, we're able to be more accurate with our planning. We're able to integrate with the type of planning tools that they're using. So we're making their lives easier. So,
and you're making them look good, too.
Making them look good and providing those tools to them in configurations that they plug right into their plan. It lets them see if there's any conflicts in design immediately. And so when it's time for that customer to procure what they're going to do, they usually do what the architect has planned in. Because they don't want to mess with that overall plan that they've paid this architect, to come up with.
Is this a new way of dealing with companies? Because it doesn't sound like this was done in the past.
It wasn't done in the past. It was primarily done from the standpoint of, they'd send us a plan, kind of a flat plan, and then you'd either, in the old days, get your draftsman tools out and start drawing it. I remember many a night doing that in kitchen table in Indiana, where today in a flat AutoCAD plan, you can make a pretty nice plan view drawing and a nice 3D, but this Revit BIM modeling that they want to do today gives them the ability intelligently to stretch the model, to grow the model, to modify the model at their site as their building changes. So they don't have to come back to us. So we give them the full ability to continue to morph that design. And when it does it, it reprices it, refigures it, respecifies it, all in that automation tool that is now being specified.
So your middle name, Solutions, is really what you do. What I'm hearing you say, it's all about customer satisfaction, taking care of that customer with whatever they need. And that's probably one of the reasons why you've done so well. As a matter of fact, I understand that you were a top 100 fastest growing company in North Texas, according to the Dallas Business Journal, for 2016.
Very exciting to have that recognition here in the last year. This part of the country is one of the fastest areas of growth. And to be a part of that top 100, number 42, I think, is where we were, was definitely a big honor, and one that our entire team gets to embrace, and one that we now get to promote and tell our clients about as well.
Well, you have another piece of your business, which I mentioned at the top of the show. It's storemorestore.com. This has been, you started this, a few years ago, and this sounds like it's taken off. Talk about what that is and how it's helped build your business.
Yeah, it's actually probably over 5 years ago that it actually was birthed, more than that possibly, but it really developed in the last 2 to 3 years, where the focus of having kittable, more drop shippable type solutions that people can get to on their own. People want a self-service in our Amazon world today. We want to get to whatever we want to, when we want to, find our own solution, and then either order it and ship it, or maybe we then phone call for additional information because there's something a little different. So not only does it give us the ability to now serve clients that want to, you know, be in their pajamas at 10 o'clock at night and searching for something, but it also gives us that chance where somebody may find something and then call us and say, I'm looking at your online store and this particular item, I just need tweaked a different size, a different height, a different shape. Can you do that? And now we've created an opportunity, you know, for one of our representatives.
So you are creating more business for Southwest Solutions Group as a result of Store More Store. Doing two things, business, creating business, and also they might be buying just off the shelf, so to speak. I'm looking at the website right now, filing products, shelving and racks, wire shelving, carts, cabinets, lockers, just individual things they can put for storage without having to build it into that space.
You're exactly right. And we have a team of people that are dedicated. You know, every day our reps run into other areas where maybe an item could be kitted that way and offered that way. And so we'll bring that back to our SMS, our Store More Store committee, and they'll be able to identify those products and continue to add and then SEO those products on the web. So when people search for them, you know, they find us.
Goes right to you. Well, I'm looking at the website right now, and if anybody needs some kind of solutions for storing anything, you'll have a field day by going to storemorestore.com with all the different things on there. But let's go back to Southwest Solutions Group. What's your growth strategy? Where are you going from here?
You know, our growth strategy the last over the last really 5 years specifically has been more divisionalized. This is one area of our business that we've been able to say, okay, how can we grow from the past of paper going away? What makes sense? What other ideas lay over the infrastructure, the back room that we've built, the machine that we lovingly call that we have and are fortunate to have? And so we've created divisions in our company. We have an industrial division, a very talented gentleman, Rich Reamer, came to us with this idea over 10 years ago, brought him in as a partner, and today, you know, the industrial division accounts for 25% of our business and continues to grow. And that's where industry and manufacturing, as they grow, are interested in automation and how can people do things faster, better, cheaper, more secure. They want to be able to do that with that kind of technology. The other division that has grown quite a bit, the gentleman that started it unfortunately passed away in our company last year, David Myers, but the Modular Architectural Interiors Division. So any kind of casework that can now be planned in these Revit BIM models, more easy, we're now able to help hospitals, different labs, oil field services, schools and universities that have these kinds of settings in a much, you know, better, faster, and sometimes more recyclable and friendly and to the environment solutions that can be used. And then another area that we continue to see growth in, we didn't abandon our paper background. We created a division that was dedicated to helping people digitize paper. So there's a lot of legacy paper in law firms and oil companies and you name it, larger county government or VAs, wherever. And so they need to get paper to paperless. And who better to do that than people that understand paper? So our division, our IMS division, Information Management Solutions division, gives us that other segment that we've inherited because of our legacy in paper to go back to and say, hey, are you going to paperless? You've gone to paperless. What about your legacy paper? We can help you digitize it. And so that's a huge area for us to continue to have an upside. And then I think the continual drive to be commercially relevant and having younger people that have joined our organization, especially in our Revit BIM model team that is kind of setting the benchmark for other people in our industry to try to keep up with us. And so if you're going to do this industry and you're going to do it well and you're going to do it the best, then you need to have this. And if you're not ready to invest in it, guess what? We're moving forward and we're going to continue to drive that because that innovation is taking us to new heights with the architectural design community, which is a big part of how our projects go down.
So your reps then specialize in certain areas, is that correct?
They do. And so, you know, probably the five, you know, communities that if you put them together that we serve the most are going to be public safety, you know, the U.S. government, some form of it, military is a big user of solutions. You get into industrial and business as a category. You get into hospitals, and we still are dealing with a lot of museums. You know, the history and storage of our history is really important.
And those are special storage solutions, too. Sometimes it can't be exposed to air, and I'm sure you're developing special type of storage solutions for these museums, for those artifacts.
That's exactly right. You know, specialized cabinets that are sealed so that, you know, certain contaminants can't get in them become a big part. But then in a lot of these locations of museums and whatnot, they're in downtown areas. So they're still needing to save space. So the idea...
They're landlocked. They need to find some solution.
They're landlocked. And just like the old days, so to speak, where we did it for paper, we're now doing it for artifacts. So like George W. Bush's library, all the items that are kept and that he received while he was president are kept in his museum and library here in Dallas, Texas on the SMU campus. Well, that's downtown. That's prime real estate. There was no way they could ever get this on the postage lot stamp where he wanted it if they didn't incorporate all the high-density solutions in the basement of that facility.
So did you work with them from the beginning as they were designing the library and museum?
We did. We had a chance to work over a six-year process because it started when in his third year of being president with an architect from the East Coast that then specified that project with our consultative intervention there.
Yeah. Tell everybody one more time how they can find out more about you with both your websites.
I think our website is probably the best location to find out specifically about us. So www.southwestsolutions.com, and you'll find solutions in there by product type, by market type, by specialty. And then we've got a tremendous search tool as well, so that if there's an item you're not sure where to go by the headings, you can just type right into the search up in the right-hand top of the page, the home page, and you're able to find what you're looking for. It's a great search tool.
And your other website?
StoreMoreStore.com. So very excited about that and certainly appreciate the opportunity for people to explore commercially available, drop shippable solutions that may just be what you need versus having to have us come out, which we're happy to do, for no cost and no obligation, but There's many solutions today that people are finding online and not having to get us involved.
Well, Ray, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
You are definitely a playmaker. It's been great having you on the show. Thanks to all of you for listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.